Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today from Phoenix Copper is CEO Ryan McDermott. Ryan, it's good to see you. How are you today?
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Ryan, the group recently announced, today announced more drilling results from your deep sulfide core drilling program. Give us an overview on these results.
Yeah, we did. We received the assay results for holes 3, 4, 5, and 6, which are a continuation of the hole number 2 released here a month or so ago. We encountered more high grade metal, specifically lead, zinc, silver in excess of 180 grams per ton, and we saw one gold intercept of nearly 3 grams per ton. So we're quite excited.
So based on what you saw here with these grades, what does it mean for the program going forward?
Well, it means a couple of things. This is exploration into the deep sulfides, but it tells us that, four drill holes out of 6 intercepting these higher grade values and a multitude of metals, it tells us that we're in the right spot. We have 3,500 meters of additional drilling specified for this program. So we'll take a step back, look at all of the results, and decide which holes to target next.
And you do have a substantial basket of commodities here: gold, silver, copper, zinc, tungsten. What does it mean to you to have exposure to all these different metals?
Well, it tells us that we are in a polymetallic system, highly prospective, of course, and that our geologists have done a hell of a job targeting so far, and they'll continue to do the same.
I want to focus in on zinc. The U.S. Geological Survey recently added zinc to its minerals that are critical to U.S. national security and the economy. What does that mean for Phoenix Copper?
Well, so everyone's familiar with the importance of copper and cobalt in electrification, electric vehicles, power transmission. Zinc is critical in that it's required for galvanizing steel, and galvanized steel inhibits rust. So it's used widely for bridges, for transmission poles and transmission lines. as the infrastructure program in the U.S., really takes root, we're going to see a big demand for zinc, mostly, I think, for galvanized steel, but it will be critically important. And the fact that we have it not only in the oxide, proposed oxide pit, but now we're encountering it, in grades above 4.9%, pretty good news for us.
Yeah, you've positioned yourself well here. So we have these results out today. Tell us about your next phase of drilling.
As I talked earlier, our geologists will take the results from this recent drilling. They'll put it together with the geology and all the other information we have from that area. And they'll start selecting other drill targets as follow-ups to the work that's already been done. We will continue to drill through the winter. We're just waiting on some winter specific drilling equipment and hopefully see results similar to what we just released.
And you will have assay results from an earlier program come through.
Yeah, we also did some reverse circulation drilling this summer, and we're waiting on assay results. The samples have been delivered to the lab, so we anticipate seeing those at any time.
Lots to look forward to, Ryan. Really appreciate the time today. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.